Recorded Books presents Premeditated Myrtle, a Myrtle Hardcastle Mystery by Elizabeth C. Bunce, narrated by Bethan Rose Young. Chapter 1. Corpus Delicti. A true investigator is a master of the art of observation, paying keen attention to his surroundings. Even the least significant piece of evidence may prove the key to unravelling the truth. H.M. Hardcastle, Principles of Detection, a manual for the amateur and professional investigator, 1893. Correct me if I'm wrong. My governess, Miss Judson, strolled into the schoolroom, her sharp boot heels clicking like a telegraph. When I persuaded your father to order that telescope, it was with the express understanding it would be used for studying the night sky. She gave an altogether too cheery yank on the curtains, flooding the room with sun. Adjusting the focus, I was rewarded with a clearer view of my target. Morning very fine, I wrote beside my earlier notes. Light rain overnight. I am observing objects at a distance, I said, which is the purpose of this device. Subjects, the residence and residents of 16 Gravesend Close, Swinburne, commonly called Redgraves. Miss Judson bent over the casement beside me, chin nestled in her light brown hand. Well, how foolish of me, because it looks like you're spying on the neighbours. That too. Look! I pointed across the lane, with my own rather sallow hand, where a delicate blue butterfly had alit on the hedge.
Celestrina argiolus.
Don't try to distract me. Wait. She straightened, a crease forming between her eyebrows. Is that the police wagon?